Okay, today is Daf Tesvav. We're on the bottom of Yud Dalet Amud Beis by the two dots, the last two dots, Al Pi Edim. The Mishnah said that you only can have testimony, you only can have a court case about the Zikin, Al Pi Edim. Isn't that obvious? Prat, that comes to exclude, L'mode B'knas, V'achar Kach Bo Edim. If you admit, and after you admit, Edim show up, Shehu Pater. You Pater. Why? Because Moda V'Knas is Pater. And that beats Edim, even if Edim show up. Says the Gemara, Ha'nichel Amanda Amar Moda V'Knas, V'achakach Bo Edim Pater. That's true if you hold that Moda V'Knas and then Edim show up, you are Pater. Once you Moda V'Knas, you Pater. But that's not universal. Some hold that if you're Moda V'Knas, Ela Lamanda Amar Moda V'Knas, if you're Moda V'Knas, V'achakach Bo Edim, and then Edim show up, Chayev, he's still Chayev. Then Ma'ikal Meimar. Then why does the Torah, why does the Mishnah say Edim? There's no reason this should not be Edim. So the Gemara says, you're right. See for Itzrichalei. The reason why the Mishnah says Edim was really to teach you a chiddush of the Sefer, which said Bnei Chorin u'Bnei Bris, that Bnei Chorin are Jews and Bnei Bris are, I'm sorry, Bnei Chorin are free people, and Bnei Brith are Jews, Limu'ute Avadim. I'm sorry. Bnei Chorin, free people, Limu'ute Avadim. That comes to exclude Avadim. Bnei Brith, what about the words Bnei Brith? What does that come to exclude? Limu'ute Ovde Kochavim. It comes to exclude Goyim. Okay? And now the Gemara says, Utsrichi, and I needed the Mishnah to do this. I needed the Mishnah to say both. De'i ashme'inon eved, had the Mishnah only said eved, right? Why only eved? Mishum de'ein lo yichus. Because an eved has no yichus. As Rashi reminds us, right? Shavu lechem po'im hachamor, am hadom lechamor. So the hachamor doesn't have any parents. I mean, they do, has biological parents, but there's no yichus. So too, avodah don't have any yichus. Avol nachri diyesh lo yichus, but goyim have yichus. Goyim have parents. Rashi quotes a pasuk, like it says, had rimon ben tar rimon ben chazoel. Goyim have parents. Ema lo. I would say that maybe goyim can be edim. Maybe goyim can. The Rambam says. Listen to this. The Rambam says in Hilchos Eidus, he says as this, that Elu Hanoshim, these people, Habizuyim, they're bazui, right? They're arrogant, brazen people. Shaholchim, they go, Ochlam Bashuk, they eat in the street, Lufnei Ha'am, they know Makpidin al Haboshes. There's no busha, right? Therefore, Kol Elu Hashubim Kekelev, Upsulim Leidus, but they should Elu Makpidin al Eidus Sheker. They're not makpid on their own dignity, they're not going to be makpid on lying. Right? V'yashmina nachri, had only said nachri, mishum de lo shayach b'mitzvos. Because a guy is not shayach b'mitzvos. Aval eved de shayach b'mitzvos, but an eved de shayach b'mitzvos, aim a low. I would say maybe an eved has a little bit of a shemet of a Jew, the chayach b'mitzvos like an isha, maybe they can be edim. Tzricha, it's necessary for the mission to point it out. Now, is it really necessary for the mission to point it out? Why would we think that goyim or avadim could be avadim, could be edim? They can never be Edom any other way, any place else. You hear, Mati? Why would I think they could be Edom? They can never be Edom. Right? Three answers to this question. The Rambam says, in the Pirshah Mishnayis, that the reason why the Mishnah had to go out of its way to tell me that when it comes to Hilchas Nezikin, they can't be Edom, you know why? Because I would have thought, who else is out in the field with these oxen? The Gedolei Hadarash are out in the fields taking care of sheep? No. Who is it? The low people. They have Vadim, right? The home. That's who else is doing these jobs? So I would think, maybe we made such a dispensation when it comes to Nezikin. Who else is going to be there? Right? Rambam says that Bederech Klal, who else is hanging out in a stable and a barn and taking care of horses, taking care of sheep and oxen? Who else is doing that? No, who is it? It's the Avadim, it's the low people. Right? I would have thought maybe they can. Maybe they can be Edom. Says the Gra, explaining the Rambam, because you know we do have a case where we do such a thing. You know what that is? A midwife. When a midwife says that's the Bechor. We had this Gemara. We believe her. Why? Who else is there to say? Who else is there? Who else is in the room when the baby's being born? Right? We had this Gemara. When two babies are born, the midwife is believed to say, that's the Bechor. That one came out first. That was in the room. Right? She's believed. So I would think the same story over here. Who else can testify what ox damaged the other one? These are the guys that are taking care of the sheep. The low people, the avodim, the goyim. Kamashwan, no Edom. Okay? The Ramah, after his Ramah inside. This is a keeper Ramah. Says the Mechaber in Simon. One second. The Rosh gives a second answer. The Rosh says, I would have thought, you know what we could believe these people? Because Lamaisa, all we're trying to do is make somebody whole. So we're trying to make somebody whole. Right? Who was damaged? Ask the guy who was damaged. Let him go give Edus. No, we don't allow it. It's a good having me. All we're trying to do is make the guy. It's not for an event. No one's getting Malkus. No one's getting Misa. Well, just to get the guy compensated. So believe the guy already. No, we don't believe the guy. They're not kosher Edom. And the third answer, was because I would think that even though a shor of a guy that damages a shor of a Jew, right? We're going to be chayev. We're going to make the guy chayev. Right? The other way around, we're not making the Jew chayev. So I would think, listen, if the guy is going to be chayev, he could be an aid. No, he can't be an aid. Okay, those are the three reasons why we even have to know this. Okay? So back to the first reason. The first reason was, I would have a havamina, since they're the ones who are the best knowledge. They're the ones who have the best knowledge to give edus. Right? Listen to this mechaber. It's in Hilchus Edus, Perek. Hilchas Edus, Simen Lamed Hey, Sif Yudalev, the last Simen Sif in Lamed Hey. Ready for this? Says the Mechaber. Isha Pesula, Vitumtum Vandroganus. I'm sorry. Isha Pesula, and Isha cannot give Edus. She's Puzzle. Tumtum Vandroganus, a Tumtum Vandroganus, Psulim. They're also Puzzle. Why? Misafik. Maybe they're an Isha. Vachal Misha, who's Safik Kasher, Safik Puzzle, Herehu Puzzle. Okay? That's the Mechaber. I don't think anyone has a problem with that. Fine. Here's the Ramah. You ready for this? Hagah. V'chol el ha-psulim, v'chol el ha-psulim, psulim afil b'makom delo shchicha anoshim ksherim la'ir. Ksherim le'heyed. That's true even if there are no men who can give testimony. There's no kosher men who can give testimony. There's no men. V'chol zeh midina. That's the din. Aval yesh omrim. The takanas kidmonim is an old takanahu. The b'makom she'ein anashim regilim lihios, in a place where there are no men. Where are there no men? Kigon, for example, the beis haknesses shel nashim, in the lady section. Oh, or bishar davar akrai she'isha regilim v'lo anashim. Any other place where at the luncheonette where there's no right, at the supperette where there's no men. Kigon lomar shebegadim elu love shaisha plonis. Yeah, I know what she was wearing that night. I was there. She was wearing that dress. No men were there. No men are in the ladies section. I just said, right, someone gonna like this Ramah, someone not gonna like this Ramah, right? The men don't tumble in the ladies section, right? What goes on in the ladies section is for the ladies, right? Let's look at their own gabai. Vehain shalav ein regilim anashim l'daktik bezeh anashim nemanos. The men are not medaktik. Not even there. It's by the ladies' tea. The men weren't at the ladies' tea. So then there's a nezek, and you need to know what they were. The women can testify. It's exactly what we said about the baby being born. Right? It's a ramah. V'lochein, yesh misha kasav, dafilu ishi yechida, even a single woman. O karov, o katon, nemon abinyin haka, regarding someone got hit. Ubebizayon talmud chacham. Right, somebody embarrassed. One of the women said something not nice about a talmid chacham. Oh, sharkitatos, umesiros, or other fight that went on there. Lefisha ein derech lahazmin edim ksheirim was there. You can't get not going to find kosher edim for that. Nobody was there. No men were there. Right, no men are sitting in the ladies section when who knows what they're doing. The ein penai lahazmin for who shatuvei ato in bari. Right, the woman says I was there. I know what happened. Right? Fascinating Ramah. Fascinating. We have to keep that Ramah handy.
Posted.
Okay. Back to the Gemara. So, fine. So that took care of Edom. The next thing was V'hanashim b'klal hanezek. Women are also, the din in Ezekiel also applies to women. Right? Also applies to women. Menahani mili. How do you know that? How do you know women are included in the din of Nezikin? Amar v'yuda marav. V'chein tana devei Rabbi Yishmael. Amar kwa. It's the Beferish Pasuk. It says, Ish o isha ki ya'asu mikol chatos. It says, Ish o isha, a man or a woman that will do anything that requires you to bring chatos. Now, that has nothing to do with Nezikin. But it has to do with chatos. So, Hish v'hakas of ish l'isha l'chol onshin shem Torah. Men and women are the same regarding all onshin in Torah. Right? So paying money, it's like an onish, and therefore women are included. The Top Tosas points out that whenever the Torah, by the way, interesting, Torah is written in Lashon HaKodesh, unlike English, there's a Zachar and a Nekeva. There's Lashon Zachar, Lashon Nekeva. English is not such a thing. But in Hebrew, there's such a thing. In French, there's such a thing. When you say you to talking to a man, it's different than when I say you talking to a female. In English, there is no such difference. But in Hebrew, there is. The whole Torah is written B'loshen Zachar. So whenever it says, Tosfos points out, whenever it says, Tap Tosfos, Hainu dafka hecha de haparsha nemra B'loshen Zachar, ki hahi darish tumura deparech amai itzdruch ribu leading tumura lefisha haparsha nemra B'loshen Zachar. Whenever the Torah is written in Loshen Zachar, women are automatically included. Women are automatically included. The Torah doesn't write all the mitzvot in both. It only writes it in Lashon Zachar. The women are automatically included. The only shaila is where it says ish. If the Torah says the word ish, then it's not included. Right? For example, ish v'lo isha, we have such a drasha. That's where it says ish. But if the Torah is silent and just says darbel b'nei Yisrael v'amart aleihem, you know, nefesh, whatever the Torah says, and it's written in Lashon Zachar, which it is, that includes women as well. So by Hilchas Nezikin, so that's where the Gemara is asking the question. So it says Isha Isha by Karbanos. The Vera Elazar Tana of a different Shiloh. It says Ve'ela Hamishpatim Asher Tosim Lifnehem. But the first opening pasuk of Parshas Mishpatim says Lifnehem. Hishva Hakasav Ish L'Isha L'Chol Dinim Shepetorah. Men and women are compared regarding all dinim. Look at the Tosfos of Asher Tosim Lifnehem. Right? You ready? See the Tosfos? Tema. Ha'lifneim lo ayri ela b'ksherim lo dun. That lifneim is talking about judges. Shekein darshinim per basra de gittin. Lifneim, go to a Jewish court. V'lo lifnehed yotos. And don't go to a Goyisha court. V'isha psula lo dun. A woman can't be a judge. Ditnan, because we know, it says in Mishnah, b'perakol simen, in Masechtas Nida, kol had a kasha lo dun, kasha lehayin. Anyone who's kasha to judge, is kasha to be a witness. The isha pesul lehayid, a woman can't be a witness. Kidamrin b'hachovel uberek shavuah to edus. Like we're going to learn later on in the Masechta, that women cannot be edim. So how can a woman be a judge? How could this pasuk include women? They can't be edim. They can't be dayanim. They can't be edim. Says Tosfos. Listen to this. V'yesh lomar dahi perek ba sibin b'ish ayri. That only talking about a man. Any man who's kosher to be an aid. It's kosher to be a dayan. In other words, he's not a gambler, and he's not a pigeon racer, and he's a kosher person. Such a person could also be a dayan. Kolomar kol ish hakasher ladun kasher lehayid. Okay, what's Tosfos implying? That a woman could be a dayan. She can't be an aid. She can be a dayan. Exactly what he's saying. Exactly what he's saying. A woman can't be an aid because it's such a separate patur. But a woman could be a dayan. What about Dvorah was a shofet? Ain lahavi raya the isha ksheira l'dun. That's not a raya. You know why? The shema ha'yom mekablin osa aleihem mishum shechina. Because the shechina was there, so you don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that if the shechina is by such a person, even if it's a woman, you might as well go for her for a judgment. She's got the goods, right? She has the shechina there. But there's no raya that it's mutter. So Tosfos goes back and forth. It's fascinating. Okay, back to the Gemara. So anyway, the pasuk of Eilah HaMishpatim is a raya that what? That there's such a thing as that such a thing as nizikin applied to women as well. And the mechizkin, remember, said glilu tana, a third pasuk, amar kra vehemis ish o isha. If a man, not a man, if a shar, the pasuk is talking about a shar, it's also a mishpatim. If a shar muad will kill a man or a woman, so what do you see? Hishra kasev ish isha chal mitzvah shem Torah. You see, they're included. And says the Gemara, v'etzrichi, and it was necessary, d'yashmin and kamaisa, had I only had the first pasuk of Karban Chatos, hasam hu d'chas rachman aleha. There the Torah allowed her to bring the Karban Chatos. Ki hechit didn't have a kapara. She should have a kapara. Why should she be stuck without a kapara? Aval dinin, but when it comes to dinim, ish devar masa matin, in. A man who's a businessman who goes out into the world and does commerce, yeah, isha lo. Women then anyway, that wasn't their derech to be involved in the marketplace. That was a man's job. So women didn't have such a prominent role in business. Maybe the rules don't apply. The iash meinan, the very weak havamina, because we're going to say now the iash meinan dinim. Had I only had the words of dinim, ki hechid havelichiusa. It's because you can't have a society where half the society is not. It's not shomeres in all hilchos nazikim. That's a crazy society. It's a crazy society. Whatever she does, you can't sue her. She can't be sued. That's crazy. You can't have a society like that. We had said in previous times, it's difficult enough with children. Children can't be held responsible, right? If the child comes into a store, there's really no kinyan. That's right. That's hard, difficult enough. Imagine if an adult woman. She can damage. She can do whatever she wants. There's never going to be any action. You can't have a society like that. There was a weak havamina. But then I would have said only there, because you can't have a society. So of course women have to be included. Aval kapara. Who said a woman need a kapara? Ish dvar mitzvah in ish adlav bas mitzvah lo. Right? How many mitzvahs are women are doing? Not that many. They don't do mitzvahs eishes man grama. So the kapara is not as vital. Kapara. The Ashmin and Hani Tarti had only had those two sources, Hacha Mishum Kapara, Hacha Mishum Chiyusa. Aval Indian Ktala, but when it comes to Misa, Ish Dvar Mitzvah, Lashalim Kofar. For a man who's a Dvar Mitzvah, you should pay the Kofar. Ish Alo, not for a woman, no, why should you pay Kofar? After all, she has less mitzvahs. The Ashmin and Kofar, Mishum Deke Ibn Neshama. The bottom of this is the loss of life. I would think maybe yes, loss of a life, bottom line. She's still a Jewish person. Aval Hani Tarti, Leke Ibn Neshama. But by the other two cases, by the Karban Chatos and by the judgment, by Mishpatim, there is no Ibn Neshama, aim low. Maybe they're not included. Tzichas, I need all three psukim. Okay, very good. Now, now we get to the next Gemara. Next Gemara is a fascinating Gemara. I spoke to Rabbi Razdo yesterday, so he tells me it took him 3 hours to prepare this Gemara. I said, 3 hours? What am I doing wrong? It didn't take me 3 hours. So he told me. Anyway, says the Gemara, Hanizik b'hamazik b'tashlumen. The Nizik and the Mazik are both involved in Tashlumen. So we read that Gemara, we read that Mishnah, we didn't even translate it, because the words are so easy. What does that mean? The Nizik and the Mazik have to pay? I understand the Mazik has to pay. What's the Nizik paying? So the truth is, we had this Gemara already.
Okay, didn't we say that,
what are you paying? What's the Nizik paying?
For the dead thing.
For the dead thing. Right, he has to deal with it. Right, the Gemara's going to get to that. Right? So the Gemara says, Itmar, Palga Nizka. When it comes to paying for a tam, why do you pay for a tam? Why do you pay half? What's the reason you're paying half? Rav Papa Amar Mamona. You're paying money. Rav Huna Bredivishu Amar Kinasa. You're paying a knas. What's the nafkamina? The obvious nafkamina is if you're modeh. If you're modeh the knas, you're going to be putter. Right? That's the machlokas. Rav Papa Amar Mamona, he says you're paying money. Kosava, because he holds stam shvarim lav b'cheskas shimur kaiman. Stam oxen have a chazaka that you have to watch them. So if you have to watch them, right, he asks the shita mikubetzes, then how is this different than chain and regal? What's the difference? Right? Why are you paying on a tam? Paying only half if it's a chazaka. Right? So the dochak answer is it's not like shein regel. Right? True, it's a chazaka. Shein regel is much more frequent. It's a very dochak answer. If you go down this road already, then why is shein regel different? Anyway, that's what he holds. Ubedinhu de Baile Shlomei Kula. Really, you should have to pay full value. Just like Shane Rebbe pay full value. Uv Rachmanahu de Chasale, the Torah has Rachmanas, the Akati lo Iyai Torah. It's not really a mood yet. Right? It's not really a mood yet. The lundus here is to try to analyze what is the nature of a tam. If it has a chazaka, but it's not a mu'ah, but you do have to watch it. It is hazeka matzoi, but it's not a mu'ah. So what exactly is that? So Rav Papa says it's money. Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua Amar Knasa. It's a knas. Kasavar he holds stam shvar becheskas shimer kaimi. No, animals don't act that way. They're not violent. They're not wild. Bedinhu Dolashem Klal. Shouldn't pay at all. Shouldn't have to pay at all. It's a freak accident. We don't pay for freak accidents. You're not chayav for an ones. Rachmanahu de Knase, but the Torah said, you know what? We're going to make you pay a Knas half. Kihechi de Lintere le Torah, so that you will guard your ox a little better. It's not a freak accident. It's not like lightning striking. It's not a totally freak accident. It's a little bit of a foreseeable event. A little bit foreseeable. It's foreseeable enough that we're going to make you pay half. Total Knas. Okay? Now we're going to try to bring a raya who's right. We're going to end up saying, we're going to end up proving that Knas is disproven, but that's how we're going to paskin. Which then goes again, how could you do that? How could you disprove something in the paskin that way? That's how we're going to get to a number base. Tanan. We have a Mishnah that says as follows. Hanizik v'hamazik b'tashlumen. Right? Our Mishnah said, Hanizik v'hamazik b'tashlumen. B'shlom olamanda amar palganitzka mamona. Right? If you hold palga, half of it is money, hainu shayich nezik tashlumin. That makes a lot of sense to say that the nizik, the victim, is paying. What's he paying? He's paying the half he's not getting. It makes sense to say that. He's only, the mazik's paying half, and the nizik is suffering the loss of the other half. Really, he should be getting full payment. Why is he not? Because he says he's not a mood yet. So that's like, it's like saying, he didn't pay out of his pocket anything, but he suffered a loss. It's like as if he paid the other half. The mazik's paying half, and the nizik's paying half. That makes sense. Av elo lemandar palganiska knasa. But if you hold that the only half is a knas, hashta, the lavdi de shakal, he's not supposed to get anything. The nizik. He's not supposed to get anything. But the shlumen itza? Does it make sense to call that a tashlumen? What did Nizik pay? What did Nizik pony up? In the case of the money, he ponied up the half that he should have gotten. Here, he's not supposed to get anything. At the knas, we said to the master, pay half. He should have. It was a little bit foreseeable. What's he paying? Okay? So the Gemara says, you know, lo tzricha, lo nitzricha, elo lepchas nevela. You know what we're talking about over here? Pchas nevela. The nizak has to pay for the decrease of value of the nevela from the time of the death till the time of the hamaras badin. Right? That takes 2 weeks. Right? Not like in America where it takes 2 years. It takes a few weeks till beza gets back together, and obviously it's depreciated because it's rotting away the carcass. And even if we're able to sell it right away, whatever decrease in value in the nevela, that loss has to accrue to the to the nizik, right? You know, I'll ask the sheet this question. Right, I won't have time. If I have time, I'll go back to it. So the Gemara says, but Hatani La Resha, we already learned that. We learned that already in the previous Mishnah. It said Tashlumi Nezek Malame Chabayla Matapim Benevela. We learned that already. Well, that last Mishnah that the Baal said that such a thing as Pachas Nevela. So the Gemara says, you're right. Chada Betam V'Chada B'Muad. I needed you to tell it by a tam, and I needed you to tell me it by a mu'ad. Utsmicha, both are necessary. Di'iash me'inan tam, had I only learned it by a tam, I would have said, mishum da'akati lo i'ayit. He's still not a mu'ad. Maybe, since it's a tam, the mazik should have to pay for that in Pachas Nevela. After all, he's only a tam. Aval b'mu'ad, by a mu'ad, aim a low. I would say, since I'm paying anyway full value, you should have to deal with the nevela. But if it's a tam, the mazik should have to. Therefore, the Torah said. Therefore, we say. No. The Ashmin and Muad, and if it would have only, if you would have only told me, by a Muad, that what? That by a Muad, the Pachas Nevela is the responsibility of the Nizuk, this is key. Mishum, the Kamashamit, Mashalim Kula. Because anyway, you're paying full value. Abol Tam, but by a Tam, where you're paying half value. Amalo, right? Avol tam, but a tam only pays half value. Amalo, I would say that the Torah was machmir, right? This makes no sense. Kshita Mikvetta, this makes no sense. The Torah was machmir and said, since you're paying only half, we're going to make you pay for the pachas nevela. Come on, Shalom, we don't say that. That's why we have two Mishnahs. There's two Mishnahs that say to me you have to pay, that the Pachas Nevela falls on the Nizik. Why are there two Mishnahs? One's for a Tam, one's for a Muad. Right? So the Gemara says. I'll read it again, because it makes no sense. The Shittim B'Kavetz is asked, such, he asked, my, what? He asked, what? No, he asks a much, much more basic question. If you go down this road, every then you've taken the concept of a kal v'chomer and made it into nothing. Why should a kal turn into a chomer? Why should a chomer turn into a kal? It doesn't make any sense. A tam we're makil, right? It we're makil by a tam to say you only have to be chazi nezek. We should be machmer and say it's your responsibility to take care of the nevela. It doesn't make any sense. I'll read the Washington Lashita Mukabetzes. Lefi zeh nizbatel kol kal v'chomer shebetorah. You've just done away with every kal v'chomer. Shaharei kan nizboyer. Here we explain. Sha'ochein yesh tzvar lahachmer halakal v'hakal halachomer. We're being nekel on the chomer, we're machmer on the kal. That's what you're saying. V'tirates. His answer is that you're right. Sha'omnam tzvar azu kalushahi. This is a week back and forth. Fine, it's a weak svar because it goes against everything we know about kal and chomer. Okay. Now, Tashma, ma bein tam lemuad. What's the difference? The Gemara is going to say later on. What's the difference between a tam and a muad? Right. The issue of Shatam Mashalim Chatzinezek Migufo, a tam pays Chatzinezek from its guf, not from its bank account, from the body of the animal itself, right? And if it doesn't reach up to half the value, the Nizek is too bad on the Nizek. You don't go into the tam's owner's bank account to pay the rest. Umur Mashalim Nezek Shalim and Aliyah. Muad pays full value from the bank account, right? Ta the Im Isya, and if it's true that Chatzin Nezek is a knas, le manami. List the nami. It should have said, Tam ain't a mashalim piatzmo. A tam doesn't pay if it's mode, and a muad mashalim piatzmo. That's not on the list. So obviously, that's not true. Otherwise, it should have been on the list, no? So the Gemara says, Tana b'shayir. It's off the list, but the other things, it's off the list. So, my shayir, dahai shayir. What else is off the list? Shayir chatzin kofer. Chatzin kofer. Right? If a muad kills a man, then what happens to the muad? The animal gets killed, the animal dies, and you have to pay kofar, the value of the nefesh. What if a tam kills somebody? Does a tam pay chatzin kofar? The answer is no. That's not on the list. What's the difference between a tam and a muad? Muad pays kofar, a tam does not pay kofar, not even chatzin kofar. That's not on the list. So you see, this list is not exhaustive. So I left off also the fact about a tam and the knas. So the Gemara says, "No, even shem chatzin kofer lav shiaru. That's not something left over. Hamani, who's the author of this Mishnah? Rabbi Yosef Haglili, the Amar Tam Mashalim Chatzin Nezek Kofer, who says you do pay kofer, chatzin kofer. So therefore, that can't be. Toshma, let's try another proof, another one. Hey, Mr. Shorius Ploni, if a guy walks into Bezin and says, my shar killed somebody, Hey, Mishorius Ploni, my shor killed somebody. Right? I'm sorry. I want everyone to know. My shor killed somebody. Oh, Shorius Ploni, or my shor killed a different shor. You have to pay. Obviously, it can't be a knas. Because if it's a knas, then what's the din? You're going to be putter. Obviously, we're talking about money. My love, aren't we talking about betam? Aren't we talking about a tam? So what do you see? Chatzi nezek is a mamon, not a knas. So the Gemara says, no, love, a muad. We're talking about a muad. So the Gemara says, if we're talking about a muad, el betam mai. So what would the halacha be by a tam? What would the halacha be? Hachanami de'ema shalom al piyatzmo? That you're not going to pay al piyatzmo? Why? Because you're telling me tam is money? Ihachi, the tani seifa. Then the seifa of that Mishnah, that's in Ksuvis, said, hey, Mishchori, it's Avdo Ploni. If my ox killed, I'm sorry to announce, my ox killed Ploni's Eved, ain't Mishalim al piyatzmo. You don't pay for that. Why not? Because that's Shloshim Shekel Shal Eved, that's a knas. So if you walk into Bezin and admit that your ox killed an Eved, you're putter. Why? Well, the Mekas is putter. So then why on earth would the Mishnah there in Ksuvis talk about a ratio talking about a shark killing a person, and to teach you what? To teach you that it's money, and then a seifa talking about killing an eved to teach you the dinim of knas. Liflog belisni b'didei. I have a much simpler way of this Mishnah being written. The Rashi should have been talking about a muad, and the seifa should have been talking about a tam. Why does he bring up an eved? He's just making things more complicated. Mishnahs aren't supposed to be complicated. When is all that true that you have to pay if you come into Bezin and say your muad killed a man, you have to pay? That's by a muad. Avol b'tam, but if your tam killed a man, en mishalom al piyatzmo, you wouldn't have to pay. Why have you made up the case of an eved, making things more complicated, more things to remember for the tanoim? Why are you doing that? Obviously, tam is not knas. So the Gemara answers, no, it's no raya. Kula b'muad kamayri. No, we wanted to talk about the whole Mishnah. We're talking about muads. You're telling me it's too complicated because it's shor and eved? No, it's more complicated your way, because your way is muad and tam. We wanted to have all muads. It was in the muad lectures. So we wanted to know, what are the dinim of muad? So these are the dinim of muad. Fine, try again. Toshma, another try. Zaklal, this is the rule. Kol ha-mashal on yoso ha-masha hizik. If you have to pay more than what you damaged, then ain't a mashalim al piyatzmo. You don't have to pay if you admit. What do you mean you pay more than you damage? You killed by accident, even on purpose. You killed a 105-year-old Eved, old man. He's not worth much. You have to pay Shloshim Shekel for that. Not worth Shloshim Shekel. You're paying more than you damaged. Why are you paying more than you damaged? Because it's a knas. We don't care how old that Eved is. That'll make a difference. Right? My love, what mima shehizik, mishalim. What about if he's less? What about if he's a gold medalist, an Olympic runner? He's unbelievable stamina. The guy could work for, and he got killed. You're also giving him the same shloshim shekel. The guy's worth $1 million, right? You're giving him shloshim shekel. So what would be halacha then? You mow down that, you're not going to have to pay. Right? My love, ha pachos imash shehizik mishalim. The Gemara says no, low ha kamash shehizik mishalim. Aval, no. So one second, how do you read this? Okay, let's start over. Touch my zakal. Kol mishalim yosha imash shehizik enu shalom al piyatzmo. My love, ha pachos imash shehizik mishalim. That if it's less than if you're paying less than what you damaged, right? The guy's an Olympian. You're only paying him shloshim shekel. You're going to be chayiv, even if you admit. What, right? Why? Because we're going to assume now that chatzi nezek. You damage someone's ox. You're only paying chatzi nezek. Why are you paying chatzi nezek? Because it's mamon. It's not a knas. So the Gemara says, lo. Ha, kama shehizik. Right? Ha, you don't pay more. Kama shehizik, you pay what you damaged, mishalim. Right? In other words, if it's a muad, you pay whatever you damaged. Don't make the diyik if it's less. Ask the Gemara, aval pachos mai, to tackle what if it's less? What if it's a tam? Hachanami, the lo mishalim. You want to tell me you're not going to have to pay if it's a tam because you're going to be mozer b'knas pater? Ihachi, if that's true, adetani zaklal kol mashalim yosar mashizik ein mashalim al piyatzmo. Why did the Mishnah phrase it
that if you damage more than what it's worth, you don't have to pay if you admit. Listen, they have a much better rule. Zaklal, here's the rule. Kol she'eino mashalim b'masha hizik. If you damage, not what it's worth. D'mashma pachos u'mashma yoser. It's mashma more and it's mashma less. Why'd you only phrase it in the more? If you're always modi b'knas, it's always putter. Say a simple rule. If you ever pay, if you ever have to pay what you didn't damage, and you're modi, you're putter. It didn't word it that way. It only worded it in the more, which is obvious that by chatzi nezek, it's not a knas. You know what? Tiyufta, it's not a knas. Then the Gemara says, the hilchasa, but the halacha is, palganitzka knas, palganitzka knasa. And the half is a knas. Asks the Gemara, tiyufta the hilchasa? Doesn't make any sense. We just disproved it out, the halacha is like that. So now, I'm not sure what this means, because we're going to say, we're going to undo the tiyufta. It's not really a tiyufta. The question was, why did that Mishnah there have to say a very funny thing? If you have to pay more than one of the guys, a guy's 105 years old, you're going to have to make sure he's 30 shekel if you admit your putter. What about if less? What about if you're paying less than what you damaged? Right? For example, a tam. Then what would we suggest? The same halacha. If you admit your putter, why? Because it's a knas. If that's true, then the Mishnah should have said it. The Mishnah didn't say it. The Mishnah only said about the more. Obviously, chatzi nezek is not a knas. And we said, you're right, tiyufta. Then we said, well, that's the halacha. How could that be? So the Gemara says, in time of my havi tiyufta, what was the whole reason that we had a problem with that Mishnah? Mishum de lo katarni kemoshe hizik. It didn't say how much you damaged. You know why it didn't say that? Because lo paskale. It's not true. There's one case out there where that breaks the rule. What's that case? Tzroros. Kivon de ikka chatzi nezek tzroros. Since there's a chatzi nezek of tzroros, v'hilchasa gemiri la, that's a lachal moshe mitzivai. We can't touch that one. D'mimona hu, and that's money. Why are you paying chatzi nezek? Because the Torah said. Does it really make, we don't understand why. I have shir and why. That's not, I would never have said that on myself. So that breaks the rule. V'shamachi lo katoni. Therefore, we didn't want to say it like that. We didn't want to say that, Mishnah, whatever you damage, you have to pay. We don't want to say that because it's not true. Because it's tzroros. So then it's not really a tzifta anymore. We get out of it. And that's the halacha. The halacha is chatzi nezek is a knas. V'hashra damar te palganis knasa. Now that we've said that, hi kalba to achal imri. If a dog ate a sheep, v'shunra to achal tarnagola, or a cat ate a chicken, Mishunahu, it's a Mishunadika thing. That's not a normal thing. Rashi says, the ain't darken bakach. That's not normal. The question is, what's not normal? It's a machlokas. What's not normal? Is it not normal for a dog or a cat to kill these animals? Or is it not normal to eat them? It's a machlokas. Rambam, what's the not normal part? But since it's not normal, v'lo magvin in Bavel, we can't collect that in Bavel. Why? Because it's not a normal thing. So the only thing is a knas. And knasos, you have to have mumchin. There's no mumchin in Bavel. You can't collect it in Bavel. The hani mi'ili beravrevi. It's only about big animals. Avol bezuchi, if they're tiny, a tiny chicken or a tiny sheep, then urchu, then it would be normal. But ve'it tafas, if the guy says, I know the halacha, I know that my sheep was just eaten by the guy's dog, and I know I'm never going to get paid, so I'll go to his house, I'll take a stereo. So if you do that, lo maskinamine, the bezin won't take it away from him. Because that's a din of tvisa, that's a shir in itself. The amru, and if the guy says, I don't want him to do that. I don't want to go to his house and take a stereo. I'll take him to Bezin, Eretz Yisrael. It's not so far. E kavuli zimna de azlila arad Yisrael. Let's go to Eretz Yisrael where they have mumchen, and we'll have a court case about it. Kavina le, you have to go. The lo azil, and if he doesn't want to go, mishamtina le, we'll put him in cherim. Ubenkach, mishamtina le, we put him in cherim ad the salik ad the maslik hezeka until he gets rid of that hezek. Right? Kide midirab nasan. The Tanya, nasan omer. Benayin shalom, you guys are all them kelev rabbis of beso. How do we know you can't have a bad dog in your house? For lo yabit sulam ruah b'sof beso. You can't have a crooked ladder in your house. Tamad lomar, lo samim damim b'veisecha. Don't have things that pasuk is by the mitzvah of ma'akeh. You have to put a ma'akeh on your roof because we don't want accidents. That we don't want people getting hurt. So you have a bad dog in your house, you're just inviting people to get hurt. You have a ladder that's broken in your house, just inviting people to get hurt. Now, to do that, it's a whole discussion. What's the nature of that of this law? Do you get malchus for such a thing? You have a dog in your house, you get malchus for that? Well, yeah, pit bull, right. Okay, let's just do the Mishnah, and then we'll stop. Chamisha tamin, the chamisha mu'adim. There are five tams and five mu'ads. Right. Well, the Rashi asks the question, how could you ever have a mu'ad? Because if you have a tam and it kills somebody, we just said in the Gemara, you have to kill it. How's that ever going to have a second chance? What? Oh, so it doesn't say you have to kill it. It says you have to remove it. Right? Okay. Now, chamisha tam and chamisha mu'adim. Behena ein mu'ades. A behemoth is not a mu'ad. Lo ligo, not to gore. Lo ligo to push. Lo ashach to bite. Lo libert to crouch. Lo libert to kick. Right? Until you do it three times. Hashein mu'adet lechol ha'zaroyla. Shein eats what's normal to eat. Haregel mu'adet lushbor v'derech hilucha. Regel breaks things while it's moving. Hashor mu'ad, v'shor ha'mazik, shor ha'mu'ad, v'shor ha'mazik, b'rashus ha'nizik, v'ha'adam, and a man. Those are the five. Now, the Gemara says, hazev, a wolf, v'ari, a lion, a dove, a bear, hanemra, a leopard, habardalith, I don't know what that is. The Gemara will say, v'anachash, and a snake, hare elu mu'adim. They're mu'ads right away. We don't wait three times, they move right away because they're all wild. If they're trained, ain't on mu'adin. They're not mu'ad right away, but except for the snake. Nachash mu'ad la'olam. Nachash is always mu'ad right away. We'll get more into that tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.